Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Hit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, Say hey to Savannah from Everett.
Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good
what
luck.
Did we do yesterday on TV, Kennedy?
It's time for Kennedy.
What time is it? It's time to kick Kennedy out.
That feels real game showy.
It was. It was kind of fun, I'm not going to lie, because they had a little bit of a studio audience when we were there.
Oh, okay.
So there were people. Kwani yelled, "What time is it?" And everybody yelled, "It's time to kick Kennedy out."
Yeah, if you did that, it would just be me. I don't think it would hit the same.
No, it wouldn't.
Half the time, we'd look,
oh. Oh, that's good.
Savannah Kennedy's left the studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. You answer more correctly than Kennedy. You win $100. If you tie, that's a loss for you. Question number one, Blues Clues host Steve Burns is launching a podcast this fall called Alive, and it is for adults who grew up watching him. It will focus on what it means to stay human in a complicated world. What kind of animal was Blue on Blue's Clues?
A blue dog.
Taylor Swift sang Shake It Off at Travis Kelce's Tight Ends and Friends concert in Nashville. In Shake It Off, Taylor says, "Just think, you've been getting down and out about the liars and the dirty, dirty cheats of the world when you could have been blank."
When you could have been getting down with this sick beat.
On this day in 2004, The Notebook was released. Can you name the duo that starred in that movie?
Oh my God, Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams.
Question number four, a list of celebrities who have famous parents includes Tim McGraw. His dad is the late MLB player Tug McGraw. Who has Tim McGraw been married to since 1996?
Nicole Kidman.
Question number five. Late night, the Boston Celtics drafted a player named Hugo Gonzalez with the 28th pick in the NBA draft. He is European. He's been playing with his hometown team, Real Madrid. Madrid is the capital of which country?
Spain.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
What are you up to today, Savannah?
I am just pulling into work.
All right. What do you do?
I make a cannabis seltzer for this company called Levia.
I love Levia!
Yes! Thank you so much. I saw you post once, and I told my bosses and everything. Awesome.
When you say you make it, what does
so
that mean?
So exciting. I work for production. I mix it, I add the flavoring, and then I carb it up and can it up for you guys. Yeah,
scientist.
It's so cool.
Support them local businesses.
Yeah, we have a lab in-house.
Let's go.
Extract in-house. It's so cool.
Kennedy?
Yeah.
Savannah got 4 out of 5 right.
Oh, girl.
Yeah, I knew which one.
Yeah. These are tough. You ready, Kennedy?
Yes.
Blues Clues host Steve Burns is launching a podcast this fall called Alive. Which kind of animal was Blue on Blue's Clues?
A dog.
Was that a question at the end of that?
I've never seen it, so yeah, no.
Oh, mail time. Mail's here. Tied to one, question number two. Taylor Swift sang Shake It Off at Travis Kelce's Tight Ends and Friends concert in Nashville. In Shake It Off, Taylor says, "Just think, you've been getting down and out about the liars and the dirty, dirty cheats of the world when you could have been blank."
You could have been getting down to this sick beat.
Tied at 2. On this day in 2004, The Notebook was released. Can you name the duo that starred in the movie?
Ryan Gosling and Rachel McAdams.
Tied at 3. A list of celebrities who have famous parents include Tim McGraw. His dad played in the MLB. He was Tug McGraw.
That's a great ball player name.
Isn't it?
Yep. Who has Tim McGraw been married to since 1996?
Faith Hill.
Tug McGraw chews tobacco in the dugout. Smokes Marlboros when he's not pitching.
Yes, Keith Urban is married to Nicole Kidman. 4-3, question number 5. Last night, the Celtics drafted a player named Hugo Gonzalez with the 28th pick in the NBA draft. He is European. He was playing in his hometown for Real Madrid. Madrid is the capital of which country?
Spain.
That is correct.
España.
That kid had a pretty good day yesterday. So his team, Real Madrid, won the championship for their league. And then he got drafted into the NBA right after.
Oh, so how exciting.
It's a pretty good day for him. 19 years old, this kid.
You're kidding me.
No.
What has he done with his life?
I know.
He's been playing basketball for Real Madrid since he was like 4. 5-4 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. I'm sorry, Savannah, you don't get the cash, but we do appreciate you listening.
We do, and thanks for what
you do. That's okay. Thank you so much, you guys. Have a good day.
You too. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
My name is Savannah. I'm from Everett, and I can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't be Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop, game time.
Can't be Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Chris from Belmont.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Kennedy. How's it going?
It's going.
Also, Eddie is in the car. He's 9 years old and on the way to summer camp. Good morning, Eddie.
Hello, Kennedy.
Hello.
Do you guys have archery at camp, Eddie?
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's go. That is a big win. What's the name of your camp?
Running Brook.
All right. Good deal. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win the $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. She is now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number 1. The Social Network Part 2 is in the works. It'll be based on an expose the Wall Street Journal did on Facebook. There's no word if the lead is coming back to play Mark Zuckerberg. Who played Zuckerberg in the Social Network movie?
Oh, that what? On Andrew Garfield, Jesse Eisenberg.
Question number 2, Aubrey Plaza and Nick Offerman both share a birthday today. They were co-stars for 7 seasons on which hit TV show?
That was, Community.
Question number 3, Ariana Grande, 32 today. Name this Ariana song that spent 8 weeks at number 1. Hold on one second. I'll have my clip. I ain't got my clip. Where's my clip? There it is.
Breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles. Girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble. Lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. Buy myself all of my favorite things.
Name that song, Chris.
I have absolutely no idea.
It's not your wheelhouse?
Question number 4.
Not my wheelhouse.
Sources say Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom have amicably split and that Katy is relieved to not have to go through another divorce. They've been engaged since 2019 but never married. Katy Perry has only been married once before. Who was she married to?
Oh, Russell Brand.
Question number 5. Zach Bryan was at a bar in Dublin, Ireland, and he overheard one of the staff mentioning he was working late night shifts to pay for college, so Zach left him a $7,000 tip. Name the song that launched Zach Bryan into the mainstream. It was his first top 10 hit back in 2022.
Again, not my wheelhouse. I don't know.
Okay, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Feels like he's just trying to do that to make up for being a jerk to Brianna Chicken Fry.
I don't think the two have anything to do with each other.
I do. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Chris got 2 out of 5.
Well done.
Yeah, these are hard.
Not really.
Yeah,
but thank you.
They're hard. Here we go. Question number 1, Kennedy. The Social Network Part 2 is in the works. It'll be based on an expose the Wall Street Journal did on Facebook. There's no word if the lead is coming back to play Mark Zuckerberg. Who played Mark in The Social Network?
Jesse Eisenberg.
Tied at 1. Aubrey Plaza and Nick Offerman both share a birthday today. They were co-stars for 7 seasons on which hit TV show?
Parks and Rec.
Not Community, Parks and Rec. 2-1. Ariana Grande, 32 today, named this song. It spent 8 weeks at number 1.
Breakfast at Tiffany's and bottles of bubbles. Girls with tattoos who like getting in trouble. Lashes and diamonds, ATM machines. Buy myself all of my favorite things.
7 rings?
7 rings. 3-1. Question number 4. Sources say Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom have amicably split, and that Katy is relieved to not have to go through another divorce. They've been engaged since 2019, but they never got married. Katy has only been married once before. To whom?
Russell Brand.
Yes, Russell Brand. 42. Yeah. Zach Bryan was at a bar in Dublin, and he overheard one of the staff mentioning he was working late night shifts to pay for college, so Zach left him a $7,000 tip. Name the song that launched Zach Bryan into mainstream success with his first top 10 hit back in 2022.
Oh, I don't know.
Something in the Orange.
It's a great song.
Oh, unbelievable song. 4-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Chris, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we appreciate you and Eddie listening this morning. Eddie, have a great day at camp, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. We had fun.
All right.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Chris and from Belmont, and we can't be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no. Stop. Game time.
Dan, we seem to have lost our contestant.
Whoops.
All right. Did you happen to grab their phone number?
Nope. So let's go figure this out.
All right. Call back, I guess. Lisa from Quincy?
I feel like we should have her number.
Is it the same? I think it's a different Lisa from Quincy.
There's a few Lisa from Quincy's we speak to on the regular.
Well, this is the one that has a daughter named Ellie who's on her way to tennis camp. So if you want to call us back real quick in the studio at 617-655-1234. Let's see. Campy Kennedy presented by good friends at Subaru of New England. It's going to be a Subaru summer. You can find out more if you go to SubaruofNewEngland.com. I was trying to think back to one of the first events that I ever did, and it was definitely a car dealership in Fayetteville, North Carolina. And we had some concert tickets. We had a station vehicle that we took out there, and I remember the free pizza of it all.
Oh, yeah.
That was a big deal. That was always a big deal, was the free pizza at the car dealership.
Yeah.
In my first days of doing appearances. Anyway, let's see if we got Dan's coming around the corner. Are we good now? Is this Lisa from... Good morning, Lisa. You there?
We're here.
Hey.
Okay. We lost you. Sorry about that. Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Is Ellie there as well?
She is.
Hey, good morning, Ellie.
Good morning.
All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy is over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number 1. Selena Gomez says her childhood crush was Ice Cube.
That's an interesting choice.
Starting at 18, Selena had an 8-year on-again, off-again relationship with which other celebrity and singer?
Justin Bieber.
A list of celebrities who have famous parents include Bryce Dallas Howard. She's the daughter of Ron Howard. Bryce Dallas Howard starred opposite Chris Pratt in which blockbuster movie franchise?
Jurassic Park.
A list of celebrities.
Sorry, it's the same exact setup.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I hadn't had a chance to read the questions until right now. My apologies. On that list of celebrities who have famous parents, it includes LMFAO member Redfoo. He's the son of Motown founder Berry Gordy Jr. Name this LMFAO song. It spent 8 weeks at number one.
Yeah, I'm running through these halls like Drano. I got that devilish flow, rock and roll, no halo. We party rock. Yeah, that's the crew that I'm repping on a rise to the top. No lead in our Zeppelin.
Hey. Can you name that song, please?
Party rock.
Question number four, Jurassic World Rebirth star Scarlett Johansson thinks her husband Colin Jost would do better fighting dinosaurs than his co-host Michael Che. What do Colin Jost and Michael Che host together?
Weekend Update.
And question number five, Kristen Cavallari says she dreams of leaving the spotlight and running a simple coffee shop in Mexico. Cavallari first rose to fame in 2004 as a cast member of a popular MTV reality show. Remember, what is the name of the show?
Oh, I watched it, Laguna Beach.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
We all watched it. That was must-watch TV back in the day. Ellie, you're going to tennis camp today?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite tennis player?
Nah.
Okay. I suggest you look up Coco Gauff or Aryna Sabalenka. They're awesome.
Okay.
Kennedy?
Yeah.
Lisa got 4 out of 5.
Woo! Well
pretty
done.
Good, right?
Yeah.
Selena Gomez says her childhood crush was Ice Cube. Starting at 18, Selena had an 8-year on-again, off-again relationship with which other celebrity and singer?
Was it Justin Bieber?
Did you forget that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's wild, right? Tied to one. A list of celebrities who have famous parents includes Bryce Dallas Howard. She's the daughter of Ron Howard. She starred opposite Chris Pratt in which blockbuster movie franchise?
Jurassic World.
And speaking of celebrities who have famous parents, LMFAO's Redfoo is the son of Motown founder Berry Gordy Jr. Name this song from LMFAO, Kennedy. Take a listen.
Yeah, I'm running through these halls like Drano. I got that devilish flow, rock and roll, no halo. We party rock.
Party rock.
Yeah, that's the crew that I'm repping on a rise to the top. No Lennon or Zeppelin.
Hey.
Name the song.
Is it Party Anthem?
Party Rock Anthem.
Ugh.
Tied at 2. Question number 4. Speaking of Jurassic World, Rebirth star Scarlett Johansson thinks her husband Colin Jost would do better fighting dinosaurs than his co-host Michael Che. What do Colin Jost and Michael Che host together?
Weekend Update.
Tied at 3. Going to the final question.
It all comes down to this.
Kristen Cavallari says she dreams of leaving the spotlight and running a simple coffee shop in Mexico.
Sure, man.
Of course, she rose to fame in 2004 as a cast member on a popular MTV reality show named The Show.
Okay.
I knew this was going to mess up.
Laguna Beach, or was it? Because there were two of them.
We asked you.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Laguna Beach.
The Hills was the spinoff, Kennedy.
That's
the Hills
it.
Was the spinoff.
Woo!
4 to 4 is a...
I thought you had me, Lisa.
Yeah, it was.
Really cool.
Yeah, you're tied. I'm sorry, Ellie. It was a tie, and Kennedy gets the win at a tie. It's like being stuck at Love, Love Forever. It's a tennis pun, Dan.
Yeah, but they both got 4, so that does not like love at all.
40-40, I guess.
Just a tennis pun that didn't work.
Yeah, just a terrible tennis pun. That's what it was. Side Al Carson.
Okay, stop.
Okay, I'll stop. You can't be serious. All right, Lisa, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but thank you both for listening and then calling into play. We do appreciate that. What would you like to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Lisa and Ellie from Quincy, and we cannot be Kennedy.
Have fun at camp.
I guess you say
I don't get
a I don't know what happened
Thanks.
There. I'm just going to go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.